Saturday, April the 8th at 8 o'clock at the Maryland Hall for the Creative Arts in Annapolis. The Annapolis Chorale is performing a concert entitled Music for a New World Part 2. Here to talk about this is Ernie Green. I think the manifesto for this is really true, so why don't you share it with the audience?
For me, this is about sharing music with our audience that is not just written by dead European composers.
I like those guys. You watch it.
I know. I like them too. But there's so much beautiful music that's been written in this country in this century. And in fact, these pieces are all from the last 20 years. And they are unabashedly beautiful, tuneful, and pieces that you'll want to hear again. And there's so much awesome music going on in the choral world today. And as you and I were talking about, it's not always that way across the musical spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a chance for us to say, this is what we do. We are a chorus. The Annapolis Chorale is a chorus, and we sing. And there's so much beautiful music out there that will leave you wanting more. And that's what this concert's about.
The thesis is certainly true with choral music, for sure. And I couldn't agree with you more. So who are these people that are writing this stunningly beautiful music that you're performing?
These are four composers who are, if not, in the case of one, he is from Norway. Ole Yalo begins the program. He's not American by birth, but he studied in America, studied at Juilliard. And we opened our season at the beginning of the year, just before we did the Mozart Requiem, with a piece of his called Dark Night of the Soul. And at the beginning of this concert, we will open with that piece and then go right into his companion piece that goes with it, Luminous Night of the Soul. These are two pieces for strings and piano that are incredibly beautiful, and they're written in a way that is surprising for choral music. A very thick texture, and the text that is used in these pieces is really in some ways subordinate to the color and the sound that we create when we sing. And then we go from there to Eric Whitaker, who is also American, also studied Juilliard, I believe. And he wrote a beautiful short piece based on a poem called The Seal Lullaby, which is lovely. And then we're going to go backwards a little bit and do some Morten Lauridsen, who was at USC for many years and wrote his famous Lux Aeterna, which mm-hmm. in some ways turned the American choral world on a dime. And we're going to do two movements from that, the Onata Lux and the Veni Sancte Spiritu. Then we'll take a little intermission, and we'll come back with a brand new piece by an American composer named Dan Forrest, who is incredibly young. Every time I look at his picture, I realize how old I am by comparison. But he's written this beautiful piece called Requiem for the Living, which the musical textures and the choral textures are just so gorgeous. It's the regional premiere, I think, of that piece, and it's a piece that is definitely, along with the other pieces on this program, going to get a lot more play because it's just great stuff.
I think choral music today is very vibrant, very alive, and the music that is being written literally as we're speaking is music people want to hear, and they literally go out and say, as you said, where can I hear this again? And that's the point of Music for a New World, Part 2. Saturday, the 8th of April at 8 o'clock at Maryland Hall for the Creative Arts in Annapolis. It's the Annapolis Chorale. And where do you go for tickets and information?
You can go visit us on the web at liveartsmaryland.org, or you can call the Maryland Hall box office at 410-280-5640.
Ernie Green, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.